This is Write Your Own Story, Three Keys to Rise and Thrive in Life and Business. I'm your host, Rebecca Fleetwood Hessian. Hi, I'm Rebecca Fleetwood Hessian. I am the CEO of a company called WeThrive.live, my keynote speaker and an executive coach. And you are tuning in to our Future of Work series here on the podcast. I am passionate about the shift that we are in as a society. And I believe it's the greatest shift that we've been in since the shift from the agricultural age to the industrial age model of work, where the work construct has such a significant impact on society. And in 2020, we experienced a global shutdown, global trauma, which led us into years worth of reflection on what success really is and what we want our lives to be. And I believe that we're still in this bit of chaotic shift, trying to decide what the right answer is. And what I'm seeing is a much needed and necessary shift to where our sense of worth and our sense of value doesn't come from our achievements and our work title, but comes from us knowing us. And I believe that is the shift that we have needed for some time, because the way that we were working was leading us straight to an epidemic of burnout. And while this time of chaotic shift is full of uncertainty and many leaders trying to figure out what is the answer, I wholeheartedly believe that the future belongs to those leaders who are willing to be creatives, who are willing to create the future of work. And I want to be a part of that effort. And so this series is dedicated to interviewing people and asking them, what do you think the future of work could and should be? What problems should we solve? What ideas should we consider? And by doing this series, it will lead us into our own sense of reflection as leaders and as employees. And what do we want? How do we want work to feel? And as we make this shift, I believe as we change the work, we can change the world into a society that honors each of our uniqueness and honors the value that we bring into an organization. So if we can change the work, we can change the world. Because, you know, making money just ought to feel better. So I'm glad you're here. Hello, this is Rebecca Fleetwood Hessian, and we are back with another episode in our Future of Work series. I am currently writing a book about growth in the future of work in what I call the age of humanity, that we have left behind the industrial age model of work, and we are in this shift. And what's most troubling about this is that what we have called success is actually the same as the root cause of burnout. And so that's why the shift is necessary, because what we have been striving after from a success perspective is the exact things that are shown to be the root cause of burnout. And those are to prove yourself, work harder, take care of the business first, and believe that the business will take care of you, instead of taking care of ourselves so that we have the best to give in terms of our own growth and opportunity into the growth of the business. And I have been so grateful for everybody that has come on to discuss the future of work. We've had some really good conversations. We've had some really good practical advice and tips. But in each of these episodes, what keeps showing up is it's bigger than do we go back to the office or do we continue to work remotely? It is way bigger than all of that. And this root cause of burnout being the same definition of success is not only showing up at work, it is showing up at school, it shows up in our parenting, it shows up in the way that we see the world. And so today, I have a conversation that I want to start because I'm not interviewing anyone today. I'm going to give you some things to think about based on some things that people have sent to me in regards to the way that we're parenting. Because honestly, when I look at what it's going to take to shift, how deep this is ingrained in us to prove ourselves and work harder at all cost. And I think about the shift in work perspective, I think, gosh, this is going to take 10 years or more to really fully embrace a shift. And then I look at what I'm going to share with you today, and I think, oh my gosh, it's going to take more time than that, because we are literally parenting elementary age school kids to prove themselves and work harder. And so if we're parenting 10-year-olds like this, by the time they even get through school and secondary school, if they choose, and get to work, we're way behind. We're way, way behind. I get emotional talking about this, because once you see this kind of situation, the way I've been studying it, you can't unsee it. And it's everywhere. Prove yourself, work harder, take care of everyone else, take care of the business, take care of the team you're on, take care of everything else first. And all of this is rooted in achievement-based culture, that our identity is shaped based on what we can achieve. And when we push our kids to an achievement-based culture, we then start to derive our sense of identity as a parent in our children's achievements. And I'm seeing this show up so often and in every age, in every sport, and it literally makes my heart ache, because it's a symptom of a couple of things. One, that our own identity isn't secure. And so we're looking for something outside of ourselves, either a business award or a promotion or our kids' awards and our kids' achievement. And I'm seeing such troubling behavior in this world of sports and competitive cheerleading and dance and every place that you can get an award or an achievement, I'm seeing it show up. And it's robbing our children of an experience that sports and the arts and things could provide, but they're now so focused on the achievement that I don't think many of them are enjoying it much. In fact, I know for my daughter, it wasn't the competitive nature of sports that was attractive to her. It was the social, it was the camaraderie, it was the friendships. But when the competition took so much precedence, she lost interest. And I know that's the case for many other kids. And honestly, sometimes I'm grateful that my son wasn't at all interested in sports, because it's just troubling to me. And I think there's some parents that are doing it in a great way, and I applaud you. So this isn't a blanket statement to everybody that has kids in sports or achievements. But I received some screenshots of social media posts recently from a business partner of mine. And she said, "Look how young prove yourself and work harder starts." And when I opened the pictures, it was social media posts of kids in their cheerleading uniforms. These are probably 10-year-olds, 11, maybe 12, in competitive cheerleading, and cute little outfits and bows in their hair. And I love a good, let's get dressed up and go do something great. But in one of them, this child was wearing an oxygen mask. And the caption said, "Isn't she tough?" or something like that. And the entire post was about this child had a respiratory infection, fevers, ear infection, and a nasty cough. It's all right there in the post. And the applause was for her pushing through so that she didn't disappoint her teammates. And I just stood at my kitchen counter looking at this picture and thought, this is the future of work if we don't change this now. Push through. Don't listen to your body. Don't listen to what's inside you. Listen to the applause from the crowd. Listen to the trophy. Listen to everything outside of yourself to prove yourself and work harder. This is what's killing us. This is what's breaking us down. We have an amazing internal guidance system that the Lord put within us on purpose, for a purpose, begging us to listen inside ourselves instead of what's all around us. But everything about raising children in this way tells them to ignore their inner guidance, to ignore their inner voices, to ignore their cellular structure that is saying, you are sick, go and rest. What are we doing? And it wasn't just one picture that my business partner sent me. It was several different groups. One of them said, my husband can't even hack a cold, but look at this girl. And I tear up saying these things because this is a problem. This is a problem. If we raise our kids to compete at all costs and never listen to their internal guidance, they will never know themselves. They will never know their authentic self. They will only know the self that says they have to prove themselves to be loved, to be liked. And if they don't show up, they won't be loved and they won't be liked and they'll be a loser. Just let that sink in for a minute. So burnout is at epidemic levels among adults, and 10-year-olds are being taught the method of burnout. So if we want this to be different at work, we have got to stand up to it all around us in our society and reconsider what success is to us. My definition is when I can authentically show up, knowing my gifts and talents, because I've spent quiet time in reflection, listening to that internal voice and paying attention to the things that I love to do that I'm good at, and I can show up. And I can use those gifts and talents to serve others at work, in my friendships, in my community, and then go home and rest and rejuvenate. So I have all of the power and the energy to do it again the next day. And because I know how to use my gifts and talents well, I'm afforded growth opportunities with that because I rest and reflect and come back better. I'm constantly growing and evolving and receiving new opportunities to do more. I don't have to strive and prove myself. Oh, I'm just going to take a big deep breath and shake it off for a minute. Another way this shows up is I have a lot of clients. Now I'm going to shift from the parenting side of things back to the work side of things. Because honestly, if I stay in that parenting side of things for too long, I will break down. Because all I can think about is that little girl who thinks that that's what being loved is sitting in her cheerleading uniform with an oxygen mask. That's not love. That's abuse. Oh, see, that's why I need to shift. I have many clients that have come to me and asked me to help them shift into new careers or new companies or new something. And part of that conversation is me holding up the mirror and helping them see their unique gifts and talents, who they really are authentically, so they can have the confidence to use those gifts and talents in a different way, in a different role, in a different industry, maybe starting their own thing. And so they have this understanding that they're not starting over. They're starting from experience. They're using their gifts and talents differently. And once we do that, I love the sense of just the light that comes on inside of them when they realize that their sense of identity and worth comes from those unique gifts and talents. And they take them wherever they go because they're within them. And it's exciting for them to see the possibilities of how they could use those in a myriad of ways. And then oftentimes, they take a new job, they get an offer, and they're excited to start their new thing. And then that's when I say, okay, hold up. Before you go into this first day of this new thing, let's be really, really sure that you're not going to take the old habits into the new thing. The old habits that you need to prove yourself and work harder and just take care of the business and trust that it will take care of you. That's not the way it works. The business doesn't have a soul. The business will take anything and everything that you give it. We have this old belief that says, if I show up and work really hard, work lots of hours and prove myself, then I will be given the opportunity to do less and have more freedom. That has never, ever worked. I'm going to show up and work my 50 hours, maybe even 60 if I need to, so that they know that I'm serious, so that they know that I'm good. And then once they know that I'm good, then I'll back off and work a more reasonable schedule. Once you show up working your 50, 60 hours, you have set expectation for who you are. And you don't come back from that because now you've set your identity back in the mode of burnout to prove yourself. Work harder. You've just changed out the name on your paycheck, but you haven't changed. And so some of you may be thinking you need to leave the place that you are in order to escape the burnout. And let me say with loving and kind eyes to you, the burnout might live within you. And so setting boundaries, creating the conditions to thrive for yourself is what you need. And so maybe you do need a fresh start in a new organization to be able to do that, because you are unable to pull back from the expectations that you've already set where you are. I hope that's not the case, but it may be. But the cautionary tale is, if you just take that belief that you have to show up and prove yourself into the new place, now you've just started over where you left off. And that's not why you're leaving. And so if nothing else, as a result of today and this brief conversation about the root of the problem that we have with the industrial age model of work, is that proving yourself and work harder is what we were told success is. It's also the root cause of burnout, because the industrial age model of work wants to control you. And if you want freedom and growth, it's entirely possible. I can give you a list of people to go and talk to that have figured it out, me included. But making that shift is one that you choose for yourself. You choose your identity. You choose to use your gifts and talents to serve other humans in a beautiful way, and watch how you're rewarded with growth opportunities from that. So take away a point of reflection to look at your own habits and your own beliefs and ask yourself, if you've created your own box that you've put yourself in that's led to burnout, and if you're going to break out of that box, what beliefs do you need to change? And number two, I hope that you take away from this, especially if you're a parent, to consider what the world around you is telling you that your kids need, and being courageous enough to challenge that, and asking yourself, how can you parent your child to listen to the internal guidance, the guidance that says to rest, the guidance that is trying to show them who they are, not because of an award or a trophy or an achievement, but because of some passions that they have, some skills and some talents that they have that could be in a variety of ways. And then fanning the flames of those and rewarding the child that shows up with good character, not another trophy. Because if we're going to change the future of work, we're going to have to really look at how we're parenting the 10-year-olds today. All right, y'all. I love you. I love you with the way I love Jesus. Because I care so deeply about us all living in an experience where we can enjoy internal guidance that God has given us, and the gifts and the talents, and we can show up for work and do meaningful work every day. It's a beautiful place to be. And I want us just to challenge the old beliefs and be willing to take on some new. If you want to talk about it, message me. If you need a coach to help you hold up the mirror and hold up the mirror for you to see you, to see what your unique gifts and talents are, I would love nothing more than to do that.
with you and for you. We can do that in a one-time session, or we can do a coaching package if you want me to help you navigate the changes that you want to make in your life. All right. Sending you all the goodness for an amazing spring and summer season. Message me if you want to spend some time working together. I'd love that. All right. Love you, mate. I'm not coming down. I never liked it on the ground. I'm not coming down. Thanks for listening to this episode. I would love it if you would go to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and a review. And then you can go to RebeccaFleetwoodHessian.com and join the Badass Women's Council. And if you really want to take a deeper dive, join the movement of 1,000 thriving women. There's amazing Thrive tools there for you today. Love you, mean it. I'm not coming down. Hey, y'all. Fun fact, if you like the music for the podcast, that is actually my son, Cameron Hessian. And I would love it if you would go to Spotify and iTunes and follow him and download some of his other music. My personal favorite is TV Land.